This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
We are so lucky to have Nadia Tass on the line with us. Nadia, how are you?
I'm really good on this really cold morning.
It sure is. That's just the way it seems to be these days.
although I do like winter. I just got back from overseas where we had 38 and 40 degree days.
Oh, wow.
So I'm pleased to be back in Melbourne.
Yeah.
big change for you, which is, I don't know whether you're happy or not with the weather change, but happy to be back, it seems.
Very happy to be back. Very happy with the weather change.
Beautiful.
Well, welcome back home.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be in Melbourne. It's the best city in the world.
Sure is. We have got you on the line this morning because we're going to talk to you about the Melbourne International Film Festival and the role that you have to play. You're going to be part of a couple of things going on. Would you like to talk about the Pioneering Women talk that you're going to be involved in?
Well, Pioneering Women makes me feel like I should have a bonnet and an apron. It's really, really, I mean, it's a great title, seriously, and it's an honour to be considered that. It was a really difficult time when, you know, some of us began making our movies, and it's nice that it's being recognised.
No, that sounds great.
Sorry?
It sounds great. Like, you must really, really love what you do.
Absolutely. It's been years now since I started, which was in 1986.
Wow.
God, most of your people weren't born then. They weren't even an idea in their parents' makeup. But anyway, there you have it. We started a long time ago. I made Malcolm. Shortly after that, I made Ricky and Pete, and that was incredibly successful in America. The New Yorkers in particular really loved Ricky and Pete. And then I made The Big Steal, and that was pretty successful internationally. It was likened to the John Hughes movies, From Down Under, they called it. And, of course, Benny Mendelsohn was the person who was the lead in that one. And that's the one that's being honoured again at the festival this year through the, you know, pioneering women.
Absolutely. Well, we were going to bring that up. You've got the pioneering women talk and then your film, The Big Steal, playing straight after on the same day, the 12th of August. In terms of, like, follow-on, The Big Steal straight after, do you feel that at the talk you're going to be giving a lot more context about the film before it actually plays at the festival?
Yes, I will. I'll be introducing it, and then there's a Q&A after the screening.
Mm.
And Claudia Carvin will come. Claudia is one of the pioneering women as well, of course. Claudia was 18 when she made that movie. Incredible. I mean, the young lady was just so talented. And I remember I had to go to her parents and say, I know she's doing VCE, but I want her to take the lead in this movie, please. And so, her parents said yes on condition that she, passes her exams. And so it was sort of bartering at that time. And she did it. Ben Mendelsohn, who was just short of 20, did it. And working with both of them was an absolute dream. Mm. So now here we are so many years later. Last time I saw the film with an audience, this is The Big Steal, was in Los Angeles, in Hollywood. There was a retrospective of my work, and it was amazing to see it with a current modern audience, and they were American. The whole place was jam-packed, and it was incredible to see how it communicated today with a young audience, people who'd never seen the film.
Now, Nadia, do you have anything, like any works you're currently working on at the moment, any films you're working on?
Yeah, I have. I'm not shooting right this minute, but I'm preparing for a for a film which is set in Brazil, and I'll be shooting that one in Colombia. It is in an Italian German co-production, and
oh, cool.
You
should put me in it. I'm like Spanish and Italian. Yeah.
It's pretty. I mean, it's wonderful being able to travel the world with this work. This is what's so good. I haven't had a day where I've thought, oh my God, I should have chosen a different profession. It's been extraordinary being able to travel the world and create these stories, communicate with the world, and I just feel like, you know, I have a choice about what I say to the audiences that I play for.
And that's fantastic because, you know, I'm sure you've got a message that you'd like to send with all of your films. I just wanted to go back to The Big Steal, and you spoke about getting a different perspective in terms of the younger generation having a look at it. Do you find that when you talk about that film and the films that you've done, that there's a different take on it in terms of Americans looking at it differently as opposed to Australians looking at it in a certain way, like that Australian perspective as opposed to, I don't know, anyone else that's looking at it?
Well, Americans will look at it from a narrative perspective, whereas, and see, you know, enjoy it from that perspective and see themselves in it to a degree. But Australians, I think it's quintessentially Australian, this film. The majority of my work is pretty much international. It really does have an international feel and characters that are much more relatable. The Big Steal is so incredibly Australian. The character that Steve Bisley plays, Gordon Farkas, the parents, Claudia's, Joanna Johnson's parents, they are so identifiable as Australian people in certain suburbs that I've placed them in. So I think Australians get even more out of The Big Steal than any of my other work. And, you know, after when I'm doing Q&A or when people stop me in the street, there are so many people who say, oh, this is my favourite Australian film, or this is my favourite film. I was in New York recently and I was with Deborah Lee and Hugh Jackman. And so in came Hugh's brother, and of course The Big Steal was his favourite film.
Oh, wow.
So it was pretty wonderful to hear that people are still, and they were organising a screening for him. So it was fantastic to hear that people all over the world are looking at it and enjoying it. So it is. I think this has more iconic Australian characters in it than my other work.
We should try and get Hugh Jackman down here. Hey.
I don't know how we'd go with that. But once again, Nadia, thank you for being with us. You're at the Melbourne International Film Festival. You've got a talk that's called Pioneering Women in Conversation.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.